On Mondays, we focus on technology and today, job opportunities. The internet is sweeping away jobs in old media, such as newspapers, even as it is creating jobs in new media, such as digital advertising. As companies pour more ad money into the web, digital agencies are rushing to hire more people to meet the demand. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Traditional ad agencies have shed tens of thousands of workers in recent years. But digital firms, which produce advertising online, are filled with fresh faces these days.
I've been here about 2 months now.
I've been here for about 3 weeks.
About 4 weeks.
Those are the voices of recent recruits to the digital firms RGA and Avenue A Razorfish. Since 2002, ad spending on the web has more than doubled to over $16 billion. Last year, Avenue A Razorfish added 450 people. Scott Rogers arrived 4 weeks ago. He's the company's interactive creative director in New York. One of his jobs, find more people.
The work is coming fast and furious. Basically, as soon as I can find the talent, I will hire them.
Companies are looking for people who can translate traditional skills, like magazine layout, to new technology, like flash animation, blogs, and streaming video. Ultimately, they need to know how to use the internet to engage consumers. Rogers has lots of digital experience, but he still uses Post-its to keep track of open jobs and applicants.
Well, I've got here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got about a dozen blue Post-its, and that means those are all positions that I'm looking for, and I only have, unfortunately, about 5 or 6 yellow Post-its, which are the people that I've hired.
But what is digital advertising anyway? I walked several blocks across Midtown to the digital firm RGA and asked Chris Kiger. She runs the company's visual design section. Kiger shows me a website the company built for Nike. It allows customers to design their own shoes. This is from a video promoting the service.
Nike ID puts a customer in control.
A photo of a shoe appears on screen. Clicking through menus, Kiger helps me choose the size, style, and color.
The base color you've got looks like a black, a silver, a light chocolate, or a varsity red.
Why don't we
With
try
each varsity? Click of the mouse, another part of the shoe changes color.
This is almost too many choices for me.
Okay, I'm not the target audience for this sort of website, but its advantages are clear. It engages the consumer, caters to personal choice, and literally sells the product. Companies now need to find more people who can create ads like this. Scott Rogers at Avenue A Razorfish says one reason there's a shortage is that so many fled digital advertising after the dot-com crash.
The bubble burst in 2000, and we lost about 5 or 6 years there of kids coming out of school and not being trained underneath other more senior people in the industry and learning.
Now, some people are leaving traditional firms for digital ones. Advertising veteran Taris Wehner came to RGA a few weeks ago.
I was scared. I'm reaching 40. So I thought to myself, okay, how do I reinvent this? How do I take what I'm doing, move into a space that I know is growing, and survive?
And maybe make better money. Limited supply is pushing up digital salaries. A top creative director in New York or L.A. can make from $275,000 to $350,000 a year. But it's not easy. As technology keeps changing, workers admit
it is difficult to keep up.
That's Wayne Fujita, a new associate creative director at Avenue A Razorfish.
I mean, you have a lot of young designers and creatives that come in and they know, you know, far more, you know, technology than you. If you're young, you're able to morph with the time. But at a certain point, you know, I'll probably want to get out of this business because it's too crazy.
But as digital advertising continues to expand, the opportunities will keep growing. Right now, Avenue A Razorfish is looking for another 150 people. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.